I had a really busy week. I buried my 80-year-old dear friend, Char Reed, who was never, ever a Christian in her whole life, and her family knew this. And we went to her service Wednesday at the Salvation Army, and the service was nice, but it wasn't for a Christian. It wasn't for someone who was going to see the Lord. It was for someone who died. And the family really had no idea that Char had found the Lord with me the week before she passed. And I made sure I visited her every other day or so and spent time with her. And we talked and we prayed every time. And at her service, I stood up and I announced to everybody after he had done the service, and I knew it wasn't for a Christian going to the pearly gates. It was someone who was standing outside and wishing they were there. And when I told him about going up there and reading Psalms with Char and having her accept the Lord and crying with her, her son looked at me and he says, "Were you in the right hospital room?" Because it was hard for him to believe his mama did that. But then the sermon changed, and it was for a Christian going to the gates. And that made my heart light, because she did find the Lord. And Sid had reminded me that I had been working on her for 20 years, and I didn't realize that. I had planted that seed 20 years ago because I made her listen to me rehearse for choir practice. But God is so great in my life, and I just wanted to share with you that if you have someone that you know isn't with the Lord, plant that seed. Water it every once in a while when you get around them and make it grow, because it will bloom, because I watched it happen. And it was a beautiful thing to see. And while I'm up here, I want to say a special happy birthday to Michelle, and I want everybody to tell her happy birthday, because this is a special time for her to be with us, still alive, my child. I love you. I love everybody.